Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon, and welcome to Conscious Sisters. Sistas. Amy appears to be on the line, and I cannot hear her. So let's see what happens. Let's see if she'll call back in. She says that she's talking, but I can't hear her. So I'm going to just ask her if you guys don't mind. And to go back on. So today our show is about staying sane in an insane world. I love that subject. What is sanity anyways? And many times, especially doing this work that I've been doing for like 25 years, where it's, you know, choosing to create something different in the world, you start perceiving things that perhaps not everybody perceives. So, you know, and you and me, I have to say this, it's personal. Sometimes, you know, I get very excited about things that I perceive and perhaps share it with too many people that are not perceiving the same things or that are not desiring to change anything. And it creates quite an interesting... Hello, Amy, are you
there? Hey, Rihanna, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, you can hear me now.
I can hear you now. I was just telling people about all the work that we do. And sometimes when you start doing, you know, self-help work or consciousness work, whatever you want to call it, you know, healing work, whatever it is that it is for anyone, that you start perceiving things that not necessarily everybody perceives. And for me, I get all excited and start to share it with a lot of people, and some people are really not ready to hear it. So you can start telling where the people think that you're maybe not sane. Did that ever happen to you? Did you ever feel like you're crazy?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I felt like I was crazy ever before I did Access. So, I mean, when I start, I actually probably feel more saner now than I did before I started doing Access. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
Before I started taking classes with Access Consciousness, I thought I was the insane one. I thought I was crazy. I thought I was wrong. I thought everything I did was wrong and I couldn't fit in here. And now I'm, you know, with the tools of Access, I'm able to look and see that the insanity is actually not mine.
Yeah.
It's actually, that the world we live in is actually insane.
Yeah.
We live in an insane world. What does that mean?
What does that mean? I think, you know, when I look at it, when I try to perceive it, it's like, you know, all of us here are a lot more than what we think we are. You know, we have a lot of conclusions and stuff about what we are and what we can do. And everything else is outside of us. And honestly, you know, when you start to perceive the things that you are capable of creating and doing in this world and more of the infinite being that you are, then you can no longer fit into the small, you know, small reality that we think we live in, where everything happens to us and, you know, and we have no hearsay.
Well, I think one of the, you know, the most insane things about the world that we live in is that we are told, you know, we kind of grow up and we're taught here that, you know, life just happens to you and, you know, you don't actually choose it and, you know, you don't really have choice. It just happens. And, you know, kind of almost like we all are supposed to just go where we, you know, we're born, we go
right,
to school.
Right, you're supposed to fit in.
We finish school, we go to college, you get a career, you get married, you settle down, you have kids, and that's it. That's your life,
yeah.
You know, and people don't understand then, you know, when they're not happy with that and they make themselves wrong for not being happy with that. But that's an insane way of thinking, that everybody should be happy with that way of life.
Right.
And if you're not, then there's something wrong.
Yeah. So the first thing to do is don't fit in.
Well, know that you're not wrong if you are, you know, if you desire something else in your life, you know.
Right.
And that, like, you know, you may think differently to other people. You may see things differently. And like you said at the start, don't try to make other people see what you see. Just know what you know and carry on,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Yeah,
like, stop trying to share
what
you know with other people, you know. If you see, unless they ask, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And one of the beauties of doing Access Consciousness is that it's all empowering you to know what you know, not what somebody else knows, you know. And so some people, you know, some people see things that other people don't see. Some people hear things that other people don't hear. Some people see possibilities that other people don't see. And, you know, this world will tell you that that's crazy, that's insane, that's not possible.
Correct. And so if you don't buy into logic as being the answer to everything, right,
mm-hmm.
then you're not really, you know, you're not really the same as everybody else, which makes you... you know, insane. You know, it's like there's a saying that goes something like, you know, if people see you dancing and they can't hear the music. They think you're insane.
You're insane, yeah. It was those who were seeing dancing by those who could not hear the music were considered insane. So in other words, yeah, those people that were having fun, that didn't even need music, you know, they were considered insane by the people who couldn't even see the music.
Perceive
they couldn't
it.
Hear it, they
yeah.
couldn't perceive it, nothing. So, you know, even if you think about back, you know, like when you were younger, did you ever say to anyone like, oh, I want to go be a dancer, or I want to, you know, I want to be an actress, or,
right.
you know, and people said, well, you know, that's not really, you know, that's not really realistic, you know,
right.
like, people try to make you fit into reality, into their reality. I'm just looking up the word insane. It means in a state of mind that prevents normal perception. That's interesting. So it's a state of mind that stops
right
you from perceiving behavioral
right.
or social. So it's in a state of mind that prevents normal perception, behavior, or social interaction. Yeah. So insane is when you're not behaving normally.
yeah.
And you're not
so
interacting
let's say that,
socially.
Yeah. So if you have some, like, abilities, right, that are not maybe considered normal in this reality, and, you know, and you know that you have these, but it's not normal, so you start feeling crazy, like, maybe this is not true. This is not true that I'm perceiving, you know, somebody else's pain or something like that.
So
then
like
you start to hide it, right? And then you yourself start making yourself insane because you're trying to fit into the world. So,
well, totally.
You know,
So one of the first tools you get when you come to Access Consciousness is, who does this belong to? So
which
it's
is
like
a great tool.
Yeah, like 98% of our thoughts, ideas, and emotions don't belong to us. So if the person, you know, that you're living with or a person next door to you has a lot of pain in their body, or they're going through a lot of emotional upset, you pick up on that and you're aware of that, right? But this reality will tell you that that's insane. There's no way, you know, that's yours.
No,
if you're feeling
that's
it,
possible.
It's yours. If you're feeling it, it's yours. If it's in your body, it's yours. Whereas we know, with thank God to Access, for the tool, who does it belong to, we can ask, oh, who does this belong to? Is it mine, someone else's, or something else?
It's something else's, yeah.
And if it's someone else, you return to sender. If it's something else, it may be the earth desiring a contribution from you.
So when
you get that, then you get the awareness, like you said, that, oh, it's actually not mine, and you can actually change it. So you don't have to make yourself insane because you're aware of other people's stuff.
Right. Right.
And you're also aware
of
the earth.
Yeah, exactly. So in a world that is very linear, right?
Yeah.
And attached to answers, and doing that really is considered insane. So a lot, you mean a lot of the people that are considered insane are actually the sane ones?
Yeah. Well, that brings me to the next tool, Rihanna, that I wanted to share that really helps me when I'm around a lot of crazy. And
yeah.
You said, like, the insane people are actually the sane ones. So that's everything, you know, there's a tool in Access, and it's called Everything is the Opposite of What Appears to Be, and Nothing is the Opposite of What Appears to Be. And it's actually given in the one-day class, the first class you ever take with Access, which is an Access Bars class, and it's written in that manual.
Yeah.
And it is a phrase that you use, and it's called the crazy statement. Because what it does is, it, when you use that phrase over and over, everything is the opposite of what appears to be, nothing is the opposite of what appears to be, it takes you out of any crazy that you're going into in your head. But it also flips things around.
Yeah, it kind of shakes up your energy so that you're back at you know, not buying into whatever you were buying into at the moment.
And also,
it's a fabulous tool.
It's amazing. That tool has helped me so much because, like, you know, I've worked a lot in restaurants since I moved to America. And there was one restaurant that I worked in when I first came here. And it was really, like, kind of high energy. A lot of people come in drinking, you know, late night drinking. And Saturday nights were always so busy. And when I would come, and it was, like, talk about seeing the insanity of this reality, like, that's what I would see every Saturday night. Like, this reality is insane. This is meant to be the height. You know, this is meant to be this reality's version of fun. Like,
yeah.
These people are supposed to be having fun here, and they're not. They're just drinking themselves stupid. So
yeah.
I would come home, and I would try to sleep. I'd be so tired, and there's no way. Like, my head would just be racing, racing, racing. And I would have all these people in my head that I took care of that night, and staff and everything. So I would lie in the bed, and I would say that statement, everything is the opposite of what appears to be, nothing is the opposite of what appears to be, everything is the opposite of what appears to be, nothing is the opposite of what appears to be. And literally, Lorianna, I would say that for about like 10 minutes until, like, maybe more, maybe longer. I would just keep saying it over and over, and then I would just fall asleep.
Yeah. It's a fantastic tool. And, you know, it's really an interesting thing. I go back to Dr. Dane's book, right? Being You Changing the World.
Mm.
So, you know, we're all connected. There's no way not to be connected. We just put up our walls so that we don't have to perceive it. And we've done this for eons.
Yeah.
And as you start, you know, playing with, like, letting your walls, your barriers down, and really being you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it may sound crazy to say that being you is going to create any change in the world. But if we're all here gifting something and we're pretending to be somebody else, is there anything that's, you know, can we be more of a contribution or less? If we're not in touch with what we're here to gift, you know, not only to the world, but to our lives, right? So, so it is possible if we all, you know, decide I'm going to be me and I'm going to do the work that it takes to get there, right? Because all this time I've been pretending to be someone else. I've been trying to fit in to the insane world, right? And it really can create a total difference in your life and the people around you. So, you know, it's not so insane to think that just by being you, that there's, you know, nothing else that you have to do to create a total change in your life, that is possible. And you know, and I always say it's magic, and it's a tangible magic. You know, when you start letting down your walls and being an allowance of everything that is you, right? And allowing the real you to just flourish and come out without judgment, it can definitely assist you in staying sane, S-A-N-E, you know, for the name of the show, you know, no matter what's going on around you. Because when you do that, when you totally trust that the being that you are, then you connect with your own knowing. And for me, it's that place of knowing that allows you to stay sane, you know. Whether your friends or your family say, "Oh, you're crazy for doing that work or whatever," and then if you really know you, you can be in a space where you say, "Okay, thank you. That's an interesting point of view," which is also a great
tool. Oh, that's another great tool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you use that, you know, interesting point of view in your head. You don't say that out loud to people.
Yeah.
But yeah, like so. That's a great point to make, that when you're being, because, you know, I was going to say, like, most people don't know what being you is. But the thing is, you might not, like, cognitively know, but you do know, because anywhere you're being you when you're choosing for you, when you're doing something you love, when your whole life is light and happy and joyful, you're being you, you know?
Yeah.
Where you just have, like, that sense of everything's good, everything's taken care of, you know? Like, there's no worry, there's no stress. That's when you're being you. So if something like taking classes, maybe some energy classes, whatever it is, doing something different that people aren't like used to, it's beyond going to the gym and going to work and having a relationship and going to college. It's something else beyond what people haven't seen before. When you choose that, people come in with their points of views, which is, you're crazy, you know, what are you doing? That's weird, da, da, da. And you're saying, like, when you trust you, when you know you, that's just a point of view. That is just someone else's point of view. And you still, you just say, okay, thanks, you know, and you know still that's their point of view. You don't jump in there to defend yourself.
Yeah.
You don't jump in there to align and agree with them. You don't resist and react to them. You just go, okay, thanks. And it's so funny. This morning, I actually got a message on my phone, and it was actually someone who had said something to me, about someone close to me, and it was basically, you know, the person, whatever, doesn't agree with what I'm doing with my life, okay? And at first, and because this person is close to me, right, I kind of went into, like, first I went into resist and react, like, just immediately I went into resist and react, and then I, for a second, went into the hurt of it, like, how sad it was, kind of the emotions of it, like, how hurt I was and how sad it was, and then I just went, one second, Amy, interesting point of view. This is just their point of view, like, just, and I had to run that, Rihanna. That's the thing about this too. You may have to run it over and over. If there is a charge there, you may have to say interesting point of view about 100 times before you can let go of it.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, there's layers underneath it. You know, I made this person meaningful to me. I made them very significant. You know, I made the fact that, you know, that they were supposed to care about me mean that they were going to support me in everything I did. You know, like, there's so many layers to it that I didn't even have to get into. I just went, okay, interesting point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, he has this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, he has this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, he has this point of view.
That's very interesting, because when you can go through and use whatever tool it is that you can use to get yourself back to, for lack of another word, your center, you know, then there's not, you can be an allowance of the other person, right? For, no matter what their point of view is, you know, like you don't have to change what they think, which is, you know, which is another way, kind of, if you're trying to change anyone, there's more of a possibility that you're going to end up in their world and not be present with you, with what you know, you know, because you're coming up, you know, you're coming up with ways to kind of convince them that what they're saying to you, like whatever this person said to you, that they don't agree with what you're doing. If you're trying to change them instead of being allowance, well, you know, thanks. Okay, well, I know now that you're not interested. And you know what? I totally love what I do, you know? And you know, I love you so much, we'll just talk about some other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Change the subject.
And not have to change their, or not have to change their mind, you know, about anything. Yeah. That takes you out of being you, kind of. And
I learned that very early on when, you know, a lot of my family didn't like what I was doing. just to not talk about it and just to talk about other things, and it made it life so much easier.
Well, we've learned, you know, unless people ask, you know, if you give them too much information, it is outside their world. It does appear maybe like insanity to them.
Yeah.
You know, if when we did the show on Who Does This Belong To, I told the story of when I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning with this intense pain that I couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah.
And using that tool in 15 minutes, I was moving around, you know, dancing and no pain at all. To that, someone may appear to someone as insanity, and they don't have to, and you don't, you know, you don't have to try to make them believe it. You know, you can even put the story out there without having to make it true for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because there's a difference between true and truth. So I think another part of staying sane is letting go of the need to be right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Letting go, yeah, because when you try to be right, you will drive yourself crazy.
Yeah.
I say to people a lot now, like I had a client the other day and she's like, said something and I was like, but you're wrong. So, like stop trying to be right. Like, you're wrong. You don't fit in here, so you're wrong. Like, because we don't fit in here, we are by default wrong. So the sooner we get over the fact that we're wrong and just get on with it, we can drop the fight.
Celebrate.
That's what I was like. It's great. You're wrong. You don't fit in. You don't study the way other people study. You don't focus on one thing at a time. So you're wrong. In this reality, that is wrong. If you can't focus on one thing at a time, that's wrong. You know?
Yeah. And you know what? Also, you know, I just put it, you know, consciousness kind of includes everything. You know, so it doesn't mean that you're not being you if you're going to college. You know, because that may be something that gives you joy, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that, you know, you're not being you if you're doing something that somebody else thinks is not correct, right? It kind of includes everything. There's no real action that we're talking about here about choosing. It's about... You know, it's about being totally vulnerable with you, right? And choosing the things that bring you joy, and going from there. And the more, and bringing down your barriers, where you just, you know, you try to fake things to fit into certain places. So the less and less that you start doing that, it's an amazing the change of the experiences that you have. And whereas before, you know, there were certain places that I didn't like to go because they were too crowded or it was just not me.
Yeah,
stuff like
a shopping mall.
And now, you know, and as you're more comfortable with you, as you're use more of these tools and get your knowing that they work, because I can tell you this tool is fantastic and it really works, and it really will not do anything for you unless you're willing to play with it, you know.
Yeah.
Play with it for a little while and see what happens. And so the more that you do that, the more that I find myself that there's less places that I don't feel comfortable in. You know, I might choose not to go there today. You know, today is not the day to go to the shopping mall with 1,000 people.
Yeah.
For me, because I perceive a lot of stuff. So, you know, and it gets easier and easier because you are more aware that the things that before you thought, really, I'm crazy for thinking that I'm perceiving what that lady over there, you know, is feeling is normal for you, right? The more that you're in allowance of you and knowing of you, the harder it is to go into that place where, oh my God, I think I'm crazy because there was nothing wrong with me and I walked down the hall and all of a sudden my leg hurts. And and it's not yours. So, you know, and anyone listening to all this stuff, when if it's not something that they're used to, it really could sound like it's insanity, right? And to be an allowance of that is like beautiful, not only for them, right? Because that's the way they're choosing to look at it, but for you, because the minute that you start to talk them into something different when they don't desire it, then you start getting yourself into the insanity of it, you know, the right and wrong and what's true and what's a lie and all that. So anyways, it's an interesting journey.
Just when you were talking as well about being at the shopping mall, another good one, you know, to kind of stay sane in insane situations, because like that would be kind of an example, you know, like it's not that going to the shopping mall is insane, but it's the energies there can become a lot. So like, you know, if you go Christmas Eve, there's like so many people there, everyone's banging into each other, there's so much mixed up energies, you know. When you think about what are you aware of when you go at Christmas to the mall, you know, the pressure of presents, expectations, money, you know, people in judgment of themselves. So you pick up on all that energy. So it's not that you can't go to these places, but we're just giving tools that allow you to have more ease in being in these places. So one thing that really, like you mentioned already, if you're in the mall or somewhere, like for me in the restaurant where it's really busy, anywhere with a lot of people that's very busy in a busy city, the who does it belong to is amazing, you know, for every pain, every thought, every feeling, every bit of, because you ever go to the mall or somewhere like that and all of a sudden you're there and you're like, I'm so tired, I need to get out of here. And then you get home and you're like, oh, I'm not tired anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it wasn't yours, just saying.
And then
the other one was that the expanding out. We talked about it last week and the energy pulse. If you want to go back and listen to that show, but when you ask your body and being to expand out, it's like you just, it's not a cognitive thing. It's not something you need to sit and meditate on. Literally, you could be walking to the mall or walking into a busy place and just ask your body and your being to expand.
Yeah.
And just by the ask and the request, you do it.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And then one other thing I just wanted to add is that what I've done in the restaurant a lot as well is I ask my body and being to expand out and be so much space that I am not at the effect or effect of anybody else's insanity. Anything doesn't allow that. Destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, all night shorts, boys and beyond. That question has helped me so much.
Yeah, because we're actually, you know, when you're uncomfortable and you expand out, it's almost like, you know, if you're looking at something through a magnifying glass and it appears very big because you're contracted. And when you expand out to the space that you can be, which is a lot more than most of us think, then that doesn't seem, you know, so real or so big anymore. So it doesn't affect you. So, yeah, all of the tools actually that we've gone over in a lot of these shows are fabulous tools if you choose to play with them. And that's what I did a lot at the beginning, you know, without any expectations. I started playing with some of the tools. And some of them actually situations like, you know, pain or something else came up where I totally was able to see how the tool worked, and then you start to know it, right? And it's kind of like you start to be the
thing. Yeah.
Well,
you
it's
know.
Like,
in other words, it's like you know that if you're thirsty, you can drink water, right?
Yeah.
So it becomes more of your life. It becomes more of you. And it's easier to deal with all of the energies around you that aren't even yours that you're perceiving.
Yeah, and it's almost like the more that you use the tools, like you say, because like your head will always come in and say like, this is crazy, this is stupid, this is never going to work. And this, you know, and tell you that everything you feel and hear and think and everything is yours. So when you use the tool, it like goes beyond the cognitive mind. So when you ask, who does it belong to? My voice is echoing all of a sudden.
Better?
Yeah. So when you ask, who does it belong to, or you expand out, or you use interesting point of view, or you use the everything is the opposite of what appears to be and nothing is the opposite of what appears to be. And when you use those any of those tools and something changes, it's like that's when you get the knowing that you know something else. Like you said, that's when you start to trust yourself. That's when you start to get, oh my God, like, so I'm not actually, this isn't all mine, and I'm not really crazy, and I'm actually not insane, and I am aware. And I am aware of so much more than what my head tells me I'm aware of. So it really starts to put, the, like you said, put the, give you your knowing back and give you the trust in you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an amazing change because, at first, even when you start to play with the tools, it may take a little while. Everybody's different. You know, you might get it right away or you get it when you get it. But the more that you play with it, you know, if you're willing to allow it to show you what it can do, right? You know, the more that you get to that space where you can just, you know, look at the insanity and say, huh, that's interesting, right? And even that, you know what? I just had that thought, Amy. Even that may look like insane to people that are used to doing something, right? If you just observe something and don't have a point of view, or
well, that is,
you know,
insane,
don't
want
to fight it or don't want to change it, you're just kind of looking at it and staying with you, you know, even that, because in this reality we look for a lot of things that we can fight, you know, against, we can fight for, so we kind of feel like
it's really
we're saying
funny.
If we're,
it's like you are going when you don't have a point of view and you're not resisting, reacting, or aligning green. It is strange because everyone, you know, you're told in this reality to pick a side. What side are you on?
Yeah.
Who are you voting
for?
I remember, you know, like some people in the restaurants be like, "Well, what do you think about the election?" Or and I'm like, "I don't have a point of view around it," because I actually didn't. Like, I was like, "I don't have any point of view around it," and the guy was just like, looked at me and was like, "That's great." I'm like, yeah, it doesn't, you know,
what are we,
I'm not for against anyone, I carry on with my life, you know. And like some people, that may really anger some people, you know, I can hear people already going, but you know, you don't care about the country and blah blah blah. It's like, no, I do care. I care a lot, you know. And I do whatever it takes every day to create a reality I would like to live in, you know. But fighting about who's right and who's wrong is not going to help, you know. It actually doesn't work for me personally, my body, to jump in there and argue with people or fight from my point of view. It hurts my body when I do that, so I don't tend to choose to do that too much. It even hurts my body when I get angry, you know, when I resist and react. That anger is hard on the body. So like, are you actually, you know, you have to look at what you're doing to your body when you're fighting.
And you know, and defending things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, overall it's really like a very interesting journey. And, you know, and being, even being on that journey, you know, like not having a purpose, you know, as far as, you know, like you said, working and making money and having a house and 3.5 kids and all of that is like, you know, insane, right? So what?
Well, you can choose those things if they're
okay.
Fun for you.
You
can
choose
those things if they're fun for you, but if you're choosing them from
having to fit in.
Having to fit in, it's a whole different world. Because I do have a relationship and a house and, you know, work that I do, but it's all coming from conscious choice. I consciously choose it every day and love what I do.
So someone may ask you, what does that mean, conscious choice?
So every day I'm looking at, like, I don't, so, okay, with relationship, I don't get into a relationship and then decide, okay, that's it, we're good. That's
right.
The relationship.
Every day
done.
You ask questions.
Yeah, and when things aren't working, I really sit down and look at it like, this isn't working for me. And what's it going to take to change it?
Right.
Oh. I don't put on blinders like, no, I have someone, that's it.
Right. That's it, I'm going to be married until death do us part.
No, no.
you would like to experience more.
Well, well, that's a conclusion. So death do your part, that's a conclusion. So
okay.
When you're in conclusion, you can't actually create any change because it's a conclusion, it's a solid block. Whereas when you're asking questions every day, you can allow things to change and grow and expand. But when you're in conclusion, nothing expands. This is it.
Yeah.
This is where we're going.
This is it.
That
this
actually
is
destroys.
The way it is.
When you come to conclusion in a relationship, it starts to destroy the relationship.
Yes. Yeah. And so there's actually the possibility of being happy.
Yes. When you're willing to ask questions.
Yeah. And you're willing to choose for you.
Choose for you. And choosing for you doesn't mean choosing against anyone else.
So we have kind of come up with a different definition of, or a different idea of what being sane may be, you know. So being sane doesn't necessarily mean that you have to make sense to other people.
Yes, that definitely. Being sane does not mean what you do makes sense, or who you are makes sense.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you have to choose what everybody else is choosing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in all areas of your life, there's always different ways of doing it. And asking, what would work for me here? You know, no matter what it is, no matter whether you're talking about your business, your personal life, your relationship, whatever it is, what worked for me here? You know, everything that I'm perceiving here, really, it doesn't attract me. It doesn't feel light for me. So what will work for me here? And being present with you, like that total aggressive presence, you know, allows you to stay in that expansion. And it's almost like, you know, if you're not present, right? And there's a car coming down the road, right? If you're not present, the car may even actually hit you before you notice it. And then you have to do something to make it better. Whereas if you're totally present with you and totally trust your knowing, your sanity, how you perceive how you perceive things, what you like and all of that, you can start, the more that you're in that space, the more that you can start noticing, you know, when there's something shaking up your world. And then asking the question, before the tragedy happens, right? Oh, well, what is that? You know, I wonder what I can do about this. Is there something that I need to do about this and all of that? So, you know, you can maintain that space with you as you, you know, instead of, all of a sudden going into a rush where there's something that you have to fix and stuff like that. So I don't know if this show sounded sane at all. We talked about
Brianna as sane.
Yeah. So, but welcome to my life. You know, sometimes I'm in 20 different places at the same time.
It's really funny though, like you know, when you're called in. Sorry, like when you're called insane, like we judge that as a wrongness. Like, what if that was actually, you know, what if like, you know, like people saying, oh, you're insane or you're crazy. What if that was actually a gift?
Yeah. What if? And if you're never willing to ask the question, then you may be missing out on something that is truly joyful for you to do. You know, like I love
here,
doing
energy
cinnamon
work. For crazy is out of one's mind.
Yeah.
See,
I am crazy.
I'm willing to choose it. Because I don't want to be in my mind. I would like to be out of my mind, out of my head.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to be stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we choose the work we do, is because being in our heads didn't work for us. and we chose something different beyond the mind.
Yeah, yeah. So one of those questions, when you find yourself into that spot where everything seems, you know, and what I call, how I use insane here is like, it would be insane to choose any of what appears to be available out there. You know, always, you know, remember that there's a question. What else is possible here, you know? Or, you know, what question, even what my favorite question is, what question can I ask that would give me more clarity here? Or what question can I ask that would change this? And you trust to start you. That's the same. I think that's the most sane thing. When you start trusting you to know that, you know, anything you choose is possible and that you can always change that choice. So there's no way to make a mistake. You know, there may be a way, you know, I can take a boat to China or I can go take a boat to South America. There's no mistake. It's just a choice, you know, and be an allowance of you and everything that you're doing and creating and mix that judgment.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more judgment.
No more
embrace
judgment.
The difference that you are.
Yeah. That is I think how you actually really do step out of one of the major insanities, which is trying to fit in.
Yeah.
You know, with everything that is considered correct and right in this reality. And, you know, and we've been doing it for eons. So it's a new way. It's a total new way of being. And I kind of like it. How about you?
Mm. Yes. I mean, yeah, totally. I just thinking I totally gave up trying to fit in a long time ago, ever even before Access. So I didn't really, you know, I was already not fitting in. So it didn't really bother me to, after a while, you just get used to not fitting in. And you just become so much more less at the effect of everybody's judgments.
Yeah. So fitting in is not such a big thing, guys. You know?
Nah, it's not as good as cracked up as what I think to be.
Yeah, because I never used to fit in before. But I must say that the big difference is that, you know, now I am making myself wrong less and less. And that for me is looking more like sanity than anything else that I've ever experienced in the past.
Yeah.
So be an allowance of you and be kind to you. Is one of the ways that you can just really stay sane.
Yeah.
And be vulnerable, you know, be real with you. You know, because a lot of times
90 seconds.
We just don't know how to do that because we're out of practice. So we're just practicing.
Yes.
And there's no way we can make a mistake. Yay.
So next week we have Lisa Cooney on the show.
Yay. We're going to talk about
War, Radically Orgasmic Alive, Reality. So great. We'll announce that on Facebook during the week. And if anybody has any questions, you know where we are, Amy Shine, Rihanna DeMar, Conscious Sisters on Facebook.
And if you know, you know, and if you know, not only just next week from Lisa, you know, and the work that she does, but anytime that if you see something that you want to ask a question and you can't be on the show live, you can always go on our page on Facebook and
message us,
it, and we'll We'll
address
it
on the show. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And thank you for being here.
Thank you, Rihanna.
Thank you, Amy. Stay safe. Or stay sane.
Stay sane. Thank you, darling.
Stay safe. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you guys for being here. Bye.
10 seconds.